In Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacy Lynn. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on a whirlwind trip through the Middle East. He was in the West Bank earlier today and met with leaders there who are calling for a ceasefire. Then he made a stop in Baghdad for talks with the Iraqi prime minister.
Everyone would welcome humanitarian pauses. There's no doubt about that. There are obviously different views, including on the question of a ceasefire.
Blinken is now on his way to Turkey, one of the many places where protesters have been out in full force. Turkish police used tear gas and water cannons on hundreds of people today, trying to storm an airbase that houses American troops. Thousands also rallied outside the Israeli embassy in Athens, Greece, waving Palestinian flags.
Many women, men, and children are dying. They have no resources. They don't have basic life needs, and this is really, really unfair.
As Israeli strikes continue by air and on the ground in Gaza, internet and phone services have been cut off for a third time since the war began. The 2024 presidential election is just a year away. How are Americans feeling? CBS News released a new poll today which showed President Biden trailing former President Trump by 3 points. Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto told Face the Nation,
"The number of Americans who think that things are going badly in the country today has hit its high for the year. So you might expect any incumbent to be down as Biden is."
Actors in the major Hollywood studios were back at the negotiating table yesterday trying to get an agreement so they can go back to work. CBS's Matt Piper with details.
The union says the studios characterized the latest offer as its last, best, and final one. SAG-AFTRA is seeking limitations on the use of artificial intelligence to recreate actors' likenesses and performances. The studios have warned that unless a deal is reached this week, it will be impossible for the broadcasters to salvage half a season of scripted television.
This is also already impacting the 2024 summer movie season, with a lot of films delayed now until 2025. With thousands of people still weaving through the streets of the Big Apple, running the New York City Marathon right now, the elite runners have already crossed the finish line. For the men, the winner is Ethiopia's Tamarit Tola on ABC.
Here comes Tamarit Tola, and all that exhaustion will give way to elation as he wins the 50-second running in the
He finished in a record 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 58 seconds. The women's marathon came down to a three-person sprint in Central Park. Helen Obiri of Kenya was able to pull away from the pack. She won in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 23 seconds. Impressive. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs, which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
An A-piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken's new hot and spicy wings is just $4.99. Prepped in secret spicy marinade, hand-breaded until crispy perfection. They're a delicious combination of heat and flavor. Kinda makes me want to celebrate.
Hit it! Tasty heat! Tasty heat! Tasty heat!
Wings, am I right?
You're right! Grab an 8-piece of KFC's new hot and spicy wings for just $4.99. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High of 54, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 47 tonight, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Earl, that's all you're doing. That's all you're doing.
Let's hit it, man. Let's hit it.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I don't know what Earl doing with this music, but here we go.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Hey, 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 Big G, man. We got to hang out Saturday night. It was good to hang out with you, man.
Hanging out with Leroy Butler and Leap for Wellness.
And Earl Dotson.
Earl Dotson. Half a Earl. We call him half a Earl now.
Why you call him half a Earl?
Because he half of what he used to be.
What?
Yeah, I mean, Earl, he a big dude, ain't he?
Yeah. Now, he was bigger than that.
Times that by two. He was the right tackle that blocked for Brett Favre, man. He ain't let nobody touch Brett too many times now. Not like these not like these clowns we got today.
Well, man, it was great to hang out with you guys, man. You know, he let me put on the Super Bowl ring. You ain't never let me see yours.
Yeah, because I know you won't give it back.
Hey, but anyway,
I had to keep my eye on you with his.
Hey, man. Hey, but anyway, man.
Anyway.
Hey, I played taps. The Packers, man. You were at the game, Gilbert. I got to ask you, you played the game 10 years, right?
10 years, brother.
10 years. Did you ever get humiliated? Did you ever get humiliated as bad as not getting the first down and going three and out three straight times and don't get a first down until 5 minutes left in the second quarter?
Never would have happened.
So what were you thinking as you watched this on Saturday?
First of all,
on Sunday,
I was throwing up. Because it was the Minnesota Vikings. Second of all.
At home,
where all this purple, all I saw was purple.
There's a lot of people in the stands?
Purple. A lot of people outside the stadium, too. It's people that didn't even go to the game that was outside in purple and bars and stuff. It was horrible. And then, like me and you was talking before, there is no quick fix to this, Earl. There isn't. There is no, like I told you, no fix it flat. There's nothing. We got to take this and ride it out. Because that's not even a player you can bring in here to change this.
Well, so some may say, Gilbert, you know, because I keep hearing people blaming Jordan Love. You could bring in the greatest quarterback, and there's no
– Bring Aaron Rodgers back. Bring him back. See what happens.
Well, you know, he had a tough go of it at the end of last year. They were 8-9. So, you know, with him.
Yeah.
So you said something about, you know, they're hurting in a lot of different areas, a lot of different places, man.
A lot of places. They got guys starting that wouldn't start on another team. That's what I'm saying. They got guys starting that would not start on anybody else's team.
So is it safe to say, Gilbert, So you're talking about the talent of the players.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty tough, man, to say, because these guys are pretty high draft choices.
Yeah.
You've always said that the talent guy is the guy that you point the finger at.
Yeah. Starts with him when it comes to bringing in talent. All the coaches are supposed to do is when you get the talent is mold the talent. But if you can't mold talent into something beautiful, then either the talent ain't doing their job or the coach ain't doing
okay,
their
so
job.
You don't have to say it, but I will. I watched the offensive line. They can't open holes.
What do you mean I can't say it?
Oh, okay.
I can say that.
All right.
I can say that. Our offensive line is terrible. And we got two backs out there fighting for their life, and we got a offensive line that couldn't open a hole in a bowl of Jell-O.
Hey,
ain't none of them whooping me, so I'm going to give them the truth.
Hey, Gilbert, so how do you fix that?
You don't. How can you fix it?
I mean,
right now, the talent pool that the talent guy got to pull out of is not worth 2 cents at this point of the season. Either he got to trade for somebody good, but still, you trade for one, you still got four more positions you got to fill.
So,
because all of them is giving up pressure. And let's talk about our receivers. Well, them boys couldn't catch a balloon. They need to, come on, man. Let's keep it real. How you drop passes that you're supposed to catch?
You know, and some of them were pretty easy, right? Now,
Earl, I could have got out there and caught them passes,
Gilbert,
at this stage.
They drafted last year Dobbs and Watson.
Yep.
They were high draft choices. Second round,
yep.
When you draft receivers in the first and second round.
Showed glimpse of perfection last year.
Right.
Glimpse. Where them glimpse at now?
Well, you know, people may say, well, Aaron Rodgers was throwing to him last year.
No,
I'm just – and it's a difference.
You should have a shirt on that say devil's advocate right there. Because you always putting in the just get me heated. Get Gilbert heated tape.
No,
put it in.
No, so
I'm gonna call you jumper cables.
Hey,
you gonna put the jumper cables on me.
No, I'm just saying this is what you hear people they're saying. So let me ask you, what part of this and talk about undiscipline, right? You talk about and they talked about the lack of discipline, 100 yards in penalties. You say what?
That's undisciplined, man. I mean, you can't call it no more than what you can call it. Because, you know, when penalties start, it's either fatigue, or you lazy to move your feet, or you're not taught to do what you're supposed to do well. That's when penalties start to happen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Frustration makes penalties.
Well, I do know.
It's about four or five different factors that makes penalties.
But
at the end of the day, if your team is not disciplined, Earl, then it's going to happen.
I do know that I've always heard coaches say penalties are unforced errors. They unacceptable.
Who said that?
Coaches. Always, over the years, I've always heard coaches say that. We can't some things we can accept, but penalties we beaten ourselves. Is that safe to say?
Absolutely, super safe to say, Earl. You're right about that.
Let's do this. Let's bring Dave in from Mech One. Good morning to you, Dave. You saw the game. You say what?
I wanted to throw up. I was just like, oh my god, this is like the pre, you know. Brett Favre days.
Yeah, Gilbert, that's what I was telling you.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, Fox mentioned, you know, that this is the first time since 1988. I was a pretty young man back then.
so was I.
The Packers have not scored a touchdown in the first half in five straight games. I mean, that's just abysmal. 9 points. We scored a grand total of 9 points in the first half. There's definitely some coaching issues. And keep in mind, Earl, when you mentioned 100 yards of penalty, they actually would have had another 40 yards on top of that because some of the calls the Vikings actually didn't accept because they got a sack or right. whatever. It could have been a lot even more. But to Gilbert's point, they're all dysfunctional in every phase of the game. I mean, special teams, defense, offense, they just can't do anything. They can't block. They can't catch. Obviously, they can't run if they can't open up holes. Defensively, we're just abysmal. I think, unfortunately, and the thing that really frustrated me with Jordan Love is this. We put a lot of time and effort into him. 3 years. He's not a rookie. He sat there for 3 years. He should look a hell of a lot more polished than what he looks like right now.
Okay, so Dave. I wish I had more time, but thank you. Gilbert, Jordan Love.
We gotta let it run its course, man. You know, if we lied to ourselves and thought this season was gonna be a breakout season for everybody, we lied to ourselves. It's not gonna happen. We gotta fight through it and see what happens next year because we got some unanswered positions that need to be answered, period. One man is not the problem.
So I'm in total agreement with that. And we're just not going to accept that the one guy is the problem, right?
If I point the fingers, I point the fingers at the team. I'm not going to point the fingers at an individual because an individual cannot win the game.
Yeah.
A team.
Yeah, you know that better than any of us because you played in that environment. And when you start blaming one guy, what they say, if you point the finger at one guy, the other four fingers pointing at you. Just true, you know.
You're right,
Earl. Listen, we got to go to the break. 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
For a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Stay too long. Pretty baby, I know you're working hard on me.
All right, welcome back. Time to help me with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show.
What is this, drive down memory lane?
But before we go any further and go to the phone lines, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Calvin. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Earl. I really appreciate it. I don't know how you knew, but thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Gilbert. It's
happy birthday, Calvin.
Hey, man. He's a quarter century old, man.
What that mean? 25?
Yeah, man. You remember that?
25?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was 25 years ago.
Hey, all right, let's go to
Calvin. Calvin, what you going to do for your birthday, man?
Oh, probably not anything too special. Probably just hang out with the family.
Really?
Yeah. Take it easy.
You got to get Calvin a girl. You got a girlfriend, Calvin?
No, I don't.
We're going to get you one off of this show.
Welcome back. Let's go to Terry from the North Woods. Good morning to you, Terry. You say what?
Well, morning, fellas. I say, when Aaron Rodgers took over in 08, he had a veteran wide receiver to go to in Donald Driver, whereas Jordan Love doesn't have that luxury. So I'd just like to get Gilbert's take on that, if I could, and yours too, Earl.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you very much for the call, Terry. So clearly he thinks – One of the things, Gilbert, you said it yourself, wide receiver, the lack of experience.
First of all, I don't know why Terry wants your expertise. Second of all, he's right. I mean, Aaron Rodgers come in with a proven receiver. Actually, Packers all-time leading receiver in Donald Driver.
And they had a good tight end.
And he had a couple more guys over the years, John Jones, all them type of guys, you know. Like I say, it's this first year, you just got to give him a pass, man. You got to give him a pass. I mean, you gave Brett Favre a pass, gave Aaron Rodgers a pass. Let's get this cat a pass. Year two, I ain't defending him. Year two, I will not defend him. Year one, I'm going to defend him all the way to the end.
You know, Gilbert, and to be honest, you said that from the beginning.
Yep.
When he first, you said you got to give him a year. You got to give him a chance.
Yep.
I mean, he's got to learn, right?
He's not been – I don't care what you say about how long he's been sitting behind 4 years. It doesn't matter when the bullets are live for a year. For a full season. He has not played a full game full season.
You know, Gilbert, I see him running for his life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, man, he running for his life, right?
Got his track shoes on, baby.
And they want him to be a drop back in the pocket quarterback.
Can't do that with that line we got. You can't do that with the line we got. Somebody grandma can do a chop club rip and get a sack.
A chop club rip.
Chop club rip. Yeah. Grandma came up in corner. Chop club rip.
So let me ask you. And even the backups that they have on the offensive line must really be terrible. Because they can't move to anybody else. Gilbert, they got but they got 9 games left.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't fix the offensive line overnight.
Sure can. A great offensive line has been built through years. Built through years.
So let me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they took this risk. They knew they wanted to rebuild. They've been telling everybody we're the youngest team in football, and they want everybody to know that they're the youngest team in football. Can they use that as an excuse?
No, because even with the youngest team in football, you got to have talent somewhere to bolster that. Youngest team in football, youngest team that can't block nobody. Come on, man.
Yeah, Gilbert, that's a big statement that you don't think that they have the talent. You know, it's one thing to say they're not playing well, but you in a position, because you played the game, you think they just don't have enough talent in those positions.
They don't, man. Because when you switching out offensive linemen during the game,
right?
Because you thought the first one was good, so let's send in the second one, and then the second one get beat like a drum, then you put back in the first one.
You know the other part of it, Gilbert, and is their tight ends, and we know it, they're rookies. And so when they make a decision to put rookie tight ends in, and you told me, I remember you told me, a tight end is a serious position, man. That's not a position just for anybody, right?
Over the years, the great tight ends that we had, Chimura, Franks, Finley, Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
They are an integral part of that offense going down the seam, blocking, doing certain things to get in open. Red zone. We use our tight end during red zone, period. We had red zone monsters in some guys.
Right, right.
You don't see that now, do you?
No, and that tight end bail out the quarterbacks, right?
I mean, that could be by plays or that could be by position because they ain't good enough. But why do we stop doing certain plays that we used to kill people on? Because we don't have the talent to get open to make those plays work.
You know, I saw one of the tight ends love hitting right in the hands with the ball. You know, 10-yard pass across the middle.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go see if they still make that stick 'em and send a whole year supply. That's what I'm going to do. Stick 'em, y'all. Spray to the can stop spraying.
Listen, man, we got to run, man. It's too soon.
Oh, man, y'all shortening me up, man.
Well, we're going to work on some stuff, all right?
I appreciate it. All right, man.
That's Under the Helmet with the Grave
Digger. Happy birthday, Calvin.
Yeah, happy birthday, Calvin. We got to go. Gilbert, you and I be in touch.
All right, brother.
All right, we'll see you later.
I like the shirt, man.
Thank you. I look good in pink, huh?
Yeah, you sure do.
Oh, okay. All right. And then next time you see me, I have on a pink suit with a pink tie.
Just don't wear the one that shirt. Suit with the buttons about to pop off like last Saturday.
Hey, man, we got
to
go, man. We got to go. All right, we'll be right back.
All right, man, love you, man.
Likewise. We'll be right back.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers won it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right quarter three. Got it again.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth, more Reba, Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba
that you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
in Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High of 54, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 47 tonight, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to say good morning to Waukesha, Richland Center, Amory, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, Eau Claire, and Milwaukee. You know, as we move on to our next subject, you know, the Robert Card, a 40-year-old gentleman who murdered 18 people and injured 13 others with an AR-15 rifle, who it was known had made threats to the military base that he belonged to, and the fact that they knew he was a U.S. Army reservist, made threats against his base, and sought some mental health help, and for a couple of weeks was evaluated about his mental health issue. But I'd be doggone if we should keep allowing this to be tied to people with mental illness, and that we excuse the fact that this man, who Calvin didn't have the weapons, right? He went and purchased the weapons after, you know, he had the mental health issue and the threats that he made. He was still able to go and purchase the weapons. So here's the part of all of this for all of you who still say it's not the gun, right? It's the fact that if you are making threats to people, like he apparently did on a military installation base, and the fact that he was a marksman, and then sought out mental health issues, and then made those threats, that after that he could go and buy the guns. Calvin, isn't that the issue? That if a person has is making threats like that, they shouldn't be able to go and buy a gun. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, that is what I would certainly agree with that. I just looked it up, and police officers were sent to the gunman's home weeks before massacre, this headline says. So why are people who are suspected of... The concern that the police were there for was that he was going to snap and commit a mass shooting. So why was he still in a position to acquire more guns?
Yes! The fact that he made the threats, they were aware of it. And so for all of those people who want to protect gun rights in this issue, there's no way that this should be tied in. Well, it was a guy with mental illness. And even if, let's say, okay, we agree he has a mental illness issue. Number one, why is he still a marksman and training people, right, for the military? Why? Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, the police knew about him, and they investigated. They dropped the ball on it. I don't have a problem with a red flag law. They have a yellow flag law there in Maine. They knew about him. So, yeah, there's a problem. Mentally ill people like him going out there and talking about killing people in advance, it should have been more investigated. And I believe it's the police that dropped the ball on this one. And I also own an AR myself. I love my AR. I go out to the target range. I love shooting it. My wife shoots it. My kids shoot it. It's a fun gun. There are 20 million of these guns in the United States, 20 million. It doesn't matter what laws you pass, no matter yellow flags, red flags, doesn't matter. People that want to kill will kill. And they'll get handguns that hold, like I have a handgun that holds 17 rounds. So no matter what, you know, you're going to kill. And so.
Okay, so Gary, so let me say this. It does matter what the laws are, because he should have not been able to, after making those threats, go out and buy new guns. But he was. He was able to go out and purchase after making those threats, because that's the way the law is written. It allows that to happen. Can you not see that that's part of the problem? That law that allowed him to go out and purchase the gun, even in the face of that, is part of the problem?
First of all, he shouldn't have. Now, I didn't know that he bought any guns. I assumed that since he's been a marksman and been in the military as a reservist, that he had these guns for years.
No, Gary, he went out and bought new guns after he made the threats.
Okay, well, don't you think that the FBI or Homeland Security or who's ever in charge of this thing should have stopped them?
No, I think the law, the FBI and Homeland Security can't be everywhere, Gary. The law itself should be changed. Okay, and that's the problem. They won't change the law. The law could have prevented him from buying the weapons, Gary.
Hey, you have no argument with me on
that. I know, but okay,
so 100%.
Okay, but that's my point. The law is written in that manner because there are people who support that. And yet we can't even get that law changed because people will argue that it interferes with somebody's Second Amendment right.
I don't believe that there's one person in the United States that would agree with the fact that this guy went out there and started making threats about killing people at his own military base, that they think that he should have a gun. No.
Well, Gary, there has to be...
He shouldn't have a gun.
There has to be people who believe it because there are people who created that law, and the people who manufacture guns believe that because they're the ones who made that law possible. And the people who support the people who manufacture the guns, that's why that law is in place, Gary.
Well, we got to do something. But I do have one disagreement. When you started the show on this subject a little while ago, you called him a gentleman. He is an animal. And you call him a gentleman, and I want to call you on that one.
But
deal with this man. He's not a gentleman.
So let me say this to you, Gary. He's the latest of the people who've done this. The issue is, when are we as a society going to realize that this is out the way this nation, the way we look at guns is unlike any other nation in the world. There's no other nation like us when it comes to that. Are you aware, Gary, of when we talk about gun deaths, they're rising in the state of Wisconsin. Are you aware of that?
Well, probably. In the central city, people are shooting up every day.
See, so that's the misconception that people have, is that the shooting and the rise in the killings in the state of Wisconsin are in the central city. You are wrong. It is rural suicides. 71%. Wait, for every 100 fatal shootings in Wisconsin, on average, 71 deaths are suicides, 25 are homicides. 2 are police shootings, 1 is deemed an accidental, and the balance are undetermined, according to an analysis of the state health data by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So 71 out of 100 is suicides. Now, I know many people out in this state believe, like you, that that's where most of these killings are coming from. They're not. They're coming from suicides. So people who are licensed gun owners and people, many of their loved ones and others, getting a hold to guns and taking their own lives. In the past 18 years, the number of gun deaths in the state has been steadily rising. Last year, more than 800 people from gunshot wounds, a 95% rate increase when adjusted for population growth since 2004, the analysis said. But 71 out of 100 are in rural areas, people who have committed suicide. What do you say to that, Gary?
Self-fight. I'm just saying, if you want to kill yourself, you're going to do it. You can take sleeping pills. You could run into a tree in your car. There's many. You could go drown yourself. There's many ways of killing. Listen, if the people, I know you're going to say this is another subject, but you know the people in Israel, if they were allowed to have weapons,
it is a different subject.
Gary,
it is a different subject, and it has nothing to do with the subject that we're talking about right now. Because I know the majority of the people in this listening audience did not know that 71 out of 100 people who die in the state of Wisconsin are by suicides. And you can say, and others can say, well, you know, it doesn't have to be. They'll kill themselves in a different manner. But the easy accessibility of guns makes it a whole lot easier to kill themselves. Gary?
Sleeping pills are a lot easier and less.
Well, okay, so then, Gary, why is it that this number, we're not talking about people dying from suicide, from sleeping pills. We're talking about people dying from gunshot wounds.
It's not the gun. It's the people that want to kill. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, you know, you can say that, Gary. But truth be told, people get their hands on the gun. It's easier, and they certainly take their lives. The statistics bear that out. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it, and like, yeah, we are, but what are you gonna do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No,
you got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Your heart, Lonesome Sue, she's in love with Old Sam, taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying, and she smiles when she feels like crying. On
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Talking about an article, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in the USA Today, it says Wisconsin has one of the fastest growing suicide rates in the entire nation. And it says The increase was driven by a well-documented surge in homicides, especially in Milwaukee, during the pandemic, but also by a less publicized increase in suicides. Last year, for the first time, gun-related suicides resulted in more than 500 deaths in Wisconsin. Preliminary state data showed. The epicenter of these deaths in Wisconsin's rural counties, the analysis shows, and the rates have grown faster in the state's suburban counties. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what, sir?
Well, first of all, it seems to me that a responsible gun owner is going to keep their weapons very carefully locked up. I am a gun owner, and I take out my Colt pistol, and I do target practice occasionally. And when that gun is not in use, it is thoroughly locked up in a gun safe, along with the ammunition. You have to try to keep weapons out of people that aren't mentally stable as much as possible. But in terms of the mass shootings that we've had, I lost track of the number this year.
Right.
We can also do something about that. And I'm going to quote you some information about that. And in 1994, we instituted an assault weapons ban in this country, and that lasted for 10 years.
Right.
And in 2004, that went off. And this is the information from the analysis of that law during the time it was in place. And this is a quote from that analysis. In the years after the assault weapons ban went into effect, the number of deaths from mass shootings fell, and the increase in the annual number of incidents slowed down, even including 1999's Columbine High School massacre, which is the deadliest mass shooting during the ban. That period saw a lower average annual rates of both mass shootings and deaths resulting from such incidents. The data shows an almost immediate and steep rise in mass shooting deaths in the years after the assault weapons ban expired in 2004. And it said in its final conclusion, we calculated that the risk of a person in the U.S. dying in a mass shooting was 70% lower during the period in which.
So Jack, I concur. I've read the same information on last week, but I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
A bad area, so I might break up.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I think there's a lot of There's a lot of things to look at. Number one, we have got to make it extremely hard to buy a gun. It's way too easy to buy a gun in this country. My son is 33. He took a concealed carry class. He's got three or four guns. I don't know why. I can't stand it. But he can't get a house because he's got bad credit. We don't think in terms of what's hardest on people. If something's expensive, if it's hard to get, if you have to wait for it, it's got to be just extremely difficult to get a gun. I think the other thing we have to look at here is, and I'm talking from my son's perspective, he's 30, born in the 90s, and that generation has grown up with these mass shootings and violent video games, and I think we can't relate to them, at least our generation can't relate to them, because, you know, we're like, oh, you don't need a gun. they're, you know, guns are stupid. And I think that, you know, they've gone through 9/11. They all think they need a gun and that they're going to, you know, if somebody comes in their house, they're going to take care of it. I mean, at least that's my son's mentality.
Well, Julie, I'm in total agreement with you on that, but go ahead.
Well, the other thing, too, is the mental issue. And, like, I think I forget what the caller's name was. A monster is a monster. Someone that's going to kill human beings, they're just off the edge, and they're going to do it. If they don't get a gun, they'll get knives.
But you know, Julie, a knife is not going to kill 18 people before somebody else stops you. Right, it's the fact that they can get a hold to something like that, and then go around and kill 18 people and wound 13 others, many of them, you know, deaf children, you know, and children. The fact that he was able to get his hands on that weapon after, and buy them after he had already been. It made these threats is where one of the major problems is. We should be able to fix that. There's no way somebody that has made threats to kill somebody can then walk into a gun store and buy an automatic weapon and then kill people.
I absolutely agree. We got to stop that.
Hey, Julie, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Keep on moving.
On and on.
On and on.
Wow, we gotta move.
On and on.
On and on.
Woo.
Keep on moving.
On and on.
Hey, hey,
woo.
On and on.
On and on.
Keep on moving. Keep on moving.
On and on.
On and on.
On and on.
On and on.
Casting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part?
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is WFHR, broadcast from the Bug-Tus
Wisconsin system. Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5